With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's the moment of the evening every K-State fan enjoys. Settle down and pour a whiskey, crack open a LaCroix. Please put your hands together and make a little noise for your favorite Wildcatters, the handsome Bosco boys.
Boys. Come on, boys.
This is a Locker Room production.
Boom, the boys are back for another Locker Room live show. As always, we are brought to you by Locker Room. We are coming to you live every single Thursday, 7 p.m. I know the first week it was at 6. Heard you loud and clear. We are going for 7 o'clock p.m. throughout the offseason. We're going to try to come up with a main topic to talk about and have fun. If you're listening to this, it's on the RSS feed. So go to the description of this episode if you have an Apple device and download the app in the iOS store. They're coming out with Android very soon, and also betonline.ag. The NBA is heating up for the playoff push. NHL is going. Major League Baseball is back, and the Royals. How about them Royals? Looking all right so far. Every sport, every game, every matchup, it's over at BetOnline. They have the best and fastest payouts in the world, and they are the spot to gamble on this season and every season. Go over to betonline.ag today. All right, so folks, we're going to talk about conference realignment, K-State, how it relates to K-State, how it relates to the Big 12. We're going to have some fun. As always, I am stalling for time right now to tweet out the links. We're going to have a fun time getting these links out. So yeah, so as always, we'll have some intro questions for everyone once they come up on the stage. Again, if you're listening to this right now, you're probably listening on the RSS feed in the podcast app of your choice. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some chat. Of course, the good chef, Andre, is the first one in the room. I'll bring him up in a second to see what he has to say. But it's going to be a fun time. We're going to hopefully get quite a few folks. And we've had quite a lot of listeners lately as well. So if you don't want to participate, you can always listen if you want. But yeah, I think it's time to bring up the good chef. It'll be the good chef Andre Napier and Scott Wildcat show for a little bit before folks start coming in. Chef, how have you been this week, my friend?
I've been great. I've been doing a lot of thinking on the subject that you put out there, and we might have some interesting stuff to talk about tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Just making sure I have all the links out to anyone who might be wanting to join. Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. Conference realignments. Here's something we'll go back and forth on, and then we'll get the round table questions and get that out there and wait for more people to join. But here's something that I have thought about for a while. I don't know. We did a full on realignment show last year, Grant and I. I don't know if I had this taken there, but it's wild to look back. The Big 12 basically was that first, super conference. When you took the Big 8 and then you took basically three of the best schools from the Southwest Conference and Baylor to create this, you know, Big 12, this first super conference. That kind of set stuff off. Granted, the Southwest Conference was running into some issues themselves. They were on the verge of collapsing, but that truly was the first massive wholesale change. There's always been small changes throughout the history of college football, but that was basically the kickoff of the modern era of conference realignment from my point of view.
Stuff like that always makes me wonder, like, how history books would have changed, like if SMU never got caught, or I mean, just little things like that. Where would college football be at? Like, does schools like Baylor even exist with SMU running around and shit like that?
Yeah, that is a wild that's a wild thing to think about. If the Southwest Conference basically didn't get hammered super hard by the NCAA, what is the does the Big 12 ever happen? Are things more regionalized? Did the NCAA coming down so hard on those Southwest Conference schools, which basically crippled their conference? I mean, because that led to Arkansas joining the SEC, and as we talked about, the four Texas schools joining the Big 8 to form the Big 12. What does anything look like? It's wild to ponder. Anyone who is listening, tweet us and what your thoughts are on that. Evan, before I debut the roundabout questions, we were talking about how, you know, the Big 12, it's basically been the poached conference lately when all these super conferences are being bandied about, but it truly was the first super conference going from the Big 8 and then grabbing those four schools from the Southwest Conference. Do you think it's kind of ironic, funny, like when you think of it in that light, how kind of almost poetic is that? Ooh, might be having some microphone issues, Evan. Uh-oh.
Good times on the locker room, Matt.
Oh, yes. Hey, they're getting better. All right, Evan, you're back up.
Okay. Yep.
There we are. We got you.
All right. I didn't quite get the question anyway.
Oh, so we were just talking, and I'll start doing the three intro questions here in a second, but we were talking about how it's kind of ironic that the first, you know, quote-unquote super conference – was the Big 12, when you take four schools from the Southwest Conference to create the Big 12 in one fell swoop. Again, over the history of college athletics, there's been ones and twos here, but, you know, adding four teams to create this new conference, it really was some of the first we've seen in modern college sports. So I was just kind of asking, how ironic is it that then, ever since that moment, it's always been the Big 12 that has been the one getting poached?
I think that's fairly ironic. Not too much to add to that, honestly.
Yep, and then one final thought I had, and then we'll start doing the roundtable. Maybe the reason why the Big 12, I think until recently, never was on the same page, because it was a forced marriage of sorts. You know, you had the Big 8 that, you know, the core of that conference had been functioning going back to the late 40s. And then all of a sudden you bring in four schools that, you know, decided they wanted to try to run the show. And then the dynamic of Oklahoma schools kind of siding with those Southern schools. If you do an autopsy on the history of the Big 12, I shouldn't be as surprised as I probably was that it was such a mess for so long.
I think obviously the Big 12 back in the day, poaching those schools from the Southwest Conference and stuff like that was huge. But imagine, like, conferences like the Big 10 getting teams like Penn State to come over from independent. The independent before, like, the 70s, was where you made your hay at, basically. I mean, Notre Dame obviously still holding on to that, but independent Penn State, independent Notre Dame, like, those were, like, crazy things to even think about trying to do today without being in a super conference. So imagine just, like, a lot of teams out on their own just being independent and hosting Alabama and then an Iowa and then a USC, then Notre Dame, then Washington, back down to Georgia Tech. Like, that would be kind of the coolest thing ever if you could just hold an independent with no rivalries necessarily added at all.
Yeah, and you know what's wild, and I promise we'll start getting to some more specific questions. And Evan, let me know if you agree with this. I think that there is a chance that come here.
You can do it.
I was trying to tweet out the link one more time. I think that there is a chance that you may see, you know, these four or five major conferences, or I think there's a chance that you might just see 64 individual teams collectively bargain their TV rights, and then it turn into almost a bunch of independents. So I think shit could get crazy in the next 20 years. But now that we have four more people in the chat, we're going to get our kind of intro questions in to kick this off. The first one, as always, is going to be, if anything, what are you sipping on tonight? Number two is going to be, of the teams that have left the Big 12, who were you most mad about? So just straight up mad that they left. And the third one is, who would you add back if you could? I'm going with Chef. You've been in here the longest. Chef, give me the answers to the intro questions.
Well, I'm sipping on a little Diet Dr. P, you know, keeping it somewhat healthy. I'm sure it's way unhealthy. But who was I most sad to see go?
No, it was mad. Like, angry.
Oh, mad. Not sad, mad. I'll talk about it a little bit if we talk conference realignment, but Mizzou was always kind of that team that I like to see us beat up on. And then when they left out on such a sour note, screaming, SEC, SEC, like just the most ridiculous thing. And then what was the last one? Who would I bring back? I've never been, but you guys talked highly of it. At least Grant talked of Boulder. Bringing Colorado back would be kind of a location, at least, would be kind of cool.
All right. We're going to now go to the brand new dad, Grant. Welcome.
Congrats.
Yes, congrats. It's not baby talk. We'll give you some baby talk time at the end. But if you're sipping on anything, who were you most mad when they left? And then who would you bring back if you could?
I'm just drinking some water. I was most angry at – I mean, didn't – Missouri – who left first? Missouri?
Who initiated? No, Nebraska.
Nebraska. I mean, obviously Nebraska is who hurt me the most because we grew up, you know, having Nebraska. And I don't know. I'm a little hazy on the history, but I remember being pretty livid at them for kind of flirting initially and kicking the whole thing off. So definitely Nebraska. And if I could have them back, it would probably be Nebraska. It's an easy trip. They're a little less gross than Missouri, and it would be fun to beat up on Scott Frost. So Nebraska.
All right, Evan, what are you drinking? Who made you the most mad? Who would you bring back?
I am drinking a spiked Oreo milkshake.
Whoa, Evan, coming from the top rope.
Yep. as far as mad, probably Nebraska. Just they wanted to go to the Big Ten. And I mean, it's funny now that the Big Ten kind of hates them and whatnot. But and then add back, I'd probably also go Colorado. Went to a game out there when they were still in the conference, and that was still a great time. So, yeah.
I love it. All right. Our our expert of all things Kansas politics, Mike Murray. Welcome back to the show. What are you sipping on, if anything? Who pissed you off the most when they left, and who would you bring back?
We are sipping on some very fine, fresh water from the Johnson County tap here. Mad at, I think, Nebraska, but I think now this might be a multi-part series to go through the history of conference realignment, but my recollection is that part of what kicked that whole thing off was Missouri flirting with the Big Ten, trying to go to the Big Ten, got shut down, but spooked everybody, and that kind of kicked it off. And then they, like a year later, ended up fumbling their way into the SEC. So I'm also mad at them just in general for that. Who I want back, I agree, Colorado, because, yeah, it's fun to go to Colorado. We've got family out there. Would love to hang out more.
Definitely. I love it. Cole Hager, welcome to the live show. The question we're getting to kick everything off is, A, what are you sipping on? B, who made you the most mad when they left the conference? And the final one is, who would you bring back if you could bring anyone back?
Great questions. First of all, I'm sipping on Alina Kugel's Summer Shandy, despite the fact that it's a blizzard here in Denver right now. All right, the next one, who I was the maddest when they left? Probably Nebraska, because they suck now, and we would beat the shit out of them. And then who would I have back? I would also say CU, just because it'd be such a fun trip, and it seems like such a fun place to go.
Yeah, and especially since you're out in Colorado, that makes sense. So correct me if I'm wrong, and if I missed anyone, let me know. Did anyone say they would bring back Missouri? Because I actually would bring them back. I know there's a lot of the history with Nebraska is finally getting over them in football, but it mainly was them kicking our teeth in. There is a lot of good back and forth, especially kind of, in Snyder 2.0 and even some of the Ron Prince time, back and forth with Missouri. And then if you look at basketball, that basketball time, especially under Frank Martin before Missouri left, those games were wars. And I miss playing them in basketball a ton. So am I the only one who would choose to bring Missouri back? And then we'll get to all three questions to Jordan here in a second.
I'd bring Missouri back, but I guess they left such a sour taste in my mouth, like just the SEC chat. I mean, A&M didn't even rub it in our faces like that. Like, just like they were so high and mighty. I just wouldn't want to play them. It just was such a weird thing for me. I don't really remember the wars in basketball too much. I mean, I didn't really get those games out here in Ohio that often, but I wouldn't bring them back. But they pissed me off that they were the first ones really to leave, like, with the SEC title in their
hands. And Michael was right. They're the ones who kicked it off. They'd been flirting with the Big Ten basically, you know, for almost a decade at that point. Once Penn State joined the Big Ten and it went uneven, I think Missouri had been showing their hind quarters to the Big Ten, begging them to take them. So they did kick it off. But I think they would be more fun as a whole than bringing Nebraska back. Let's get all three questions to Jordan. We can open up, this to deeper questions. Jordan, what, if anything, are you sipping on? Who pissed you off the most when they left, and who would you bring back?
Yeah, I'm sipping on a Dunkin' Original Blend coffee right now. And then maybe the most mad, I'd say Nebraska, so I love the rivalry we have with them. And then I would bring back Nebraska personally. I think it's the most realistic, and just like the rivalry of it. I think Colorado is a good fit in the Pac-12, so I would not bring them.
Yeah, I actually think that Colorado is maybe the only school that truly fits with their destination. Nebraska had always seemed forced, and let's get real. Nebraska is not, just as a state, good looking enough to, you know, hang out with some of those super hot people. You know, have you ever seen people who go to Ohio State? They're pretty hot. So they just don't fit with the Big Ten. And the SEC schools, those are so forced and so fake. It's all stupid. It's all stupid, especially with the rivalries that Missouri and Texas A&M left behind, and to an extent Nebraska. But again, Nebraska was always hammer and nail. They were the hammer in football, the nail in basketball. I just really liked that balance with Missouri. So we'll go to Michael first. What is the predominant reason why you would, if you could, bring back Colorado over Nebraska, Missouri? Is it just, hey, everyone wants to go back to Boulder? I mean, because, you know, I don't blame that as a reason. Boulder's awesome.
Being able to travel to somewhere I don't get to go quite often, which a lot of us make it to Missouri pretty often. That's the main thing. I totally agree that as far as intrigue in the actual games and competition, Missouri would make a lot of sense. I'd be fine at the end of the day if they came back, but where I'm at with them is I think they need to beg first. Because that's if they're nice and contrite and want to beg for it, then they can come back. But that's they kicked the whole thing.
How funny was it when Nebraska was basically begging this offseason? That was amazing.
That was perfect. Loved it.
Definitely. All right, so I'm gonna kick this one over to Grant. The next question is, what do you see as the future, Grant? You kind of got into this in the last show that you and I did, and I teased the realignment talk. You're pretty staunch saying you don't think anything major is going to happen with the Big 12 when it comes to teams leaving. What leads you to that bold stance? Which, quite frankly, I do agree with you, but I'd like for you to share.
Frankly, it's in the headlines. I mean, the leadership at the Big 12 has made it pretty clear that they don't want any more or any less than 10 teams anytime soon. And I just don't – I mean, I think every school in the Big 12 right now is in a pretty, you know, solid position, especially the original Big 12 people that are still here. They're making more than they were when the conference was actually at 12 teams. So I just don't see any reason why. And it's funny, like, the narrative that I actually hear of people that – the only narrative that I ever hear from people that – about, like, the Big 12 splitting up or wanting to leave is, like, you know, holier-than-thou, like, Oklahoma football fans. They think that being in the Big 12 is holding them back, which I think is very funny. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I think that is very flawed logic. You know – if anything, I think the Big 12 is a very good launch pad for OU, and it's been very kind to them in the football world in the last, you know, 20 years. So I don't really know where that narrative comes from. I guess going to the SEC could improve their recruiting, but their recruiting is already pretty elite, and I just think it's very silly. And I just don't think we're going to add any teams. I don't know. Who would we add at this point? It just kind of seems like the time for adding teams has come and gone, and, you know, maybe there's going to be a big shift in the future, but I don't see it happening anytime soon. And I think the super conference thing, four big super conference things, has kind of died down quite a bit as people have seen, you know, having a big conference like the SEC is now. I think that people are seeing the negatives of that. Regional teams not playing each other for several years, rivalries kind of falling by the wayside. I think we're, you know, 10 is a good number, and there's really no incentive to leave that from the leadership or anywhere else. So that's just kind of the way I see it.
Yeah, I'll say this. The reason why I think things are more calm now than ever is because we're to the point where the Big Ten had already gotten their new TV deal. The SEC, theirs is around the corner, and then everyone else's TV deals. I think it is going to heat up here in the next two, yeah, 3 years. Chef, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to ask it just because you kept saying how you saw in the headlines that they don't, nobody wants to add. And I mean, that's obvious. Just from what I'm asking is it all financial at this point? Cause we're the shares revenue wise from 10 teams to 12 teams is really the only thing holding us back.
That's what seems to be cited many times. Well,
that was the number one reason, because the Big 12 went through that dog and pony show a few years ago before they ended up getting the waiver from the NCAA or college football, whoever the governing body is, to add a championship game. It was all about, okay, Memphis in Central Florida, Memphis, Colorado State, South Florida, and whoever, they weren't going to add enough revenue to do that. So it is all financial, and you know, that's what drives the bus.
You guys are plugged in on this, so when I talk my conference realignment, which is purely hypothetical, so don't fucking nail me for this, but you guys got to help me out with what I'm going to say. Is it even realistic? So just help me out.
We'll get to a part where everyone can just go as wild as they want. I want to go to Cole next. Cole, from your perspective, we're all K-State fans in this room, and hopefully there might be some non-K-State Big 12 folks who jump in. And I've had these conversations. I've gone on podcasts with some Oklahoma and Texas people. There comes a point almost every single season where Oklahoma and Texas fans just say, screw it, we should go somewhere else, or, oh, hey, I'm so tired of this. From where you sit as a K-State fan, how annoying is it when you see that? And are you like Grant, where you don't really have much worry about it, or when you see it pop up like every single football season, do you get a little worried?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I would say it's definitely annoying hearing fans say that. You know, they think they would do better or be better off in the SEC or the Big Ten or whatever. I would say I'm not really worried about it, because I think the fans are a lot dumber than the people in charge. And I think the people in charge know that it would not play out well for them. Just
can you put that on a bumper sticker, Cole?
Yeah,
I'll fans are way dumb. Yes, Will, get on that. Make that a Bosco's Boys T-shirt. Fans are way dumber than the people running the show.
Yes,
I like that perspective, Cole. Will just joined us. We'll get your three answers in. One, what are you sipping on? Two, which team that left pissed you off the most? And three, if you could bring back a Big 12 team, who would it be?
I am having Busch Light. The team that made me the most annoyed. Also, am I sounding like a robot again before I go further?
Nope, you're sounding good. That was a one-time thing. You've been good ever since the first time.
You look like a robot.
Yeah, my avatar does look a little like a robot. But hopefully in person I don't look too much like one. A team that annoyed me the most, actually, you would think it'd be Nebraska, but Missouri fans like to blame Texas a lot as well, and they low-key have been pretty annoying and not shouldering some of the blame for starting things off in the conference realignment. So that's been pretty annoying. But I would say if I could have a team back, it would come down to Colorado or I want to say Nebraska, but I'd say Colorado or Missouri just for the away games. I really enjoy the round robin and traveling all the time to those different teams, and those offer the best opportunity. And Nebraska's fun and all, but I think those two, especially over in Colorado, would be really fun to go to, that we don't have the opportunity anymore.
Yep, Colorado has been a fun one. We'll go to Jordan. Jordan, what do you remember when the Big 12 was looking at adding 12 teams, trying to get back to 12, and what was your opinion then? Did you want to add two teams like Memphis, Cincinnati, or whatever? And then as you sit here now, are you glad that we stuck at 10?
I mean, I think you stick it out just because of like the round robin. I think football is pretty special, and even the best play the best. And I just don't think those teams add enough value fan base-wise and revenue-wise. So, I mean, I think if you're going to add people, you got to pluck from other Power 5 conferences, maybe the Pac-12, but I don't think it was a good idea then. I don't think it's a good idea now.
I'm in the same spot. Evan, I want to go to you. because, you know, Jordan did bring it up, and this is something that I think some Big 12 fans always kind of fantasize about. I think there are some sports talk folks who think, hey, you know, why don't you just go and poach from the Pac-12 because their TV contract is shit. They've never figured out the Pac-12 network. You can go and get them. And the two that are always brought up are Arizona, Arizona State. In a bubble, would you add two teams from the Pac-12 and go to 12? Would you try to add more, go to 16, 14? Or do you like 10 more than anything?
I'd be good with anywhere between 10 and 12. So I'd even take 11. As far as teams from the Pac-12, Arizona schools would work for me. Some of the others just wouldn't fit very well, like none of the California schools. And yeah, obviously Washington's way out of the way.
Yeah, I would be fine with Utah, Colorado, or the Arizona schools, but I personally don't see it happening. We're going to do a round table and just kind of do a quick hitter. What were your thoughts? You know, go back to those conference realignment days. What were your thoughts when the two schools we added ended up being West Virginia and TCU? I personally did not like the TCU add at all. I didn't want another Texas school. You know, it's a tiny school. They've been fine in football and basketball, but nothing really special. And I was kind of questioning the West Virginia one, but I like that a little more. You know, that I think we missed the boat not grabbing Louisville or not grabbing Cincinnati at the time or not grabbing Pittsburgh, kind of having a second school out there instead of bringing in a private Texas school. We'll go to Will because I always appreciate your perspective when it comes to this type of stuff. What were your thoughts when we added those two schools?
My thoughts were initially that the schools were fine, but since we were basically trying to replace A&M, Missouri, Nebraska, Colorado, it wasn't exactly a one-for-one change. So it was exciting to like play new teams, but it was a little disappointing that instead of Nebraska, you have West Virginia. And that wasn't really a knock on West Virginia. It was really just more of a disappointment in what we had lost. But I actually don't dislike West Virginia more than Louisville personally, but I think we did okay, especially when you look at who we were potentially targeting to expand to 12 later on. I think TCU and West Virginia are better than most of the teams that we were looking at adding later. So I think it was fine, but still you would rather have those original teams than who we added in the end.
Yep, I agree with you. Evan, when we added TCU, West Virginia, obviously better than the conference collapsing. We heard Will's perspective. We heard mine. What were your thoughts when those were the two schools that got us back to 10?
I mean, I wasn't too plugged in at that time. I was still pretty young, but
yeah, I always forget you're a young cat.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely if we could have gotten Louisville instead of TCU, I think adding them and West Virginia, both over in the East, would have been nice. But yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the TCU add, especially both of those teams coming from smaller conferences.
Cole, are you going to be the person to stick up for TCU? Or and I'm glad my TCU friends who follow me on Twitter didn't decide to join this, because there's a lot of TCU slander. I hate that pickup the most. Are you going to defend TCU, or are you falling in line?
Yes, I am not going to defend TCU. I don't hate it. I don't necessarily love it. I mean, you essentially traded Texas A&M for TCU if you're looking at the Texas schools. So it's definitely a downgrade fan base-wise and TV contract-wise.
Yep, I agree. Michael, I know your family loves going to away game, so that TCU one being relatively close is probably better than Louisville. But where was your head when they were looking at adding the schools, and what was your initial reaction when they landed on TCU in West Virginia?
Yeah, I mean, at the time, probably, I mean, a little bit now, but definitely at the time, I was
very much a geography based purist and just hated the concept of the Big East is getting whatever schools are getting, and then we're getting this outlier just way out there. Didn't make any sense. But I will say that opening game in Morgantown, we went to that where we just beat the brakes off of them with Geno Smith, Colin Klein going in there and doing what he did. So that helped with the transition. But overall, was never really a fan, and I've only kind of gotten over it.
All right, Grant, I'm going to switch it up with you before we go to the chef. Hindsight is, well, it's not even a hindsight. This is just a wild, thought. Should the Big 12 have tried to see if the TV partners would have gone along with the Big 8 and then just promised multiple Power 5 non-conference football games and more Power 5 non-conference basketball games?
I would love a Big 8.
How much fun would that be? Basically, you get rid of TCU and West Virginia. I think that would be a lot of fun.
I think it would be fine. It would work really well. It would give you the opportunity to have, an extra non-con game in football. It would work really well in basketball round robin wise.
It would have given you two extra non-con games in football.
Yeah, I think 8 is a great number for a conference. I think the Big 8 had a decent idea, the original Big 8, and it's kind of a shame that they added the Texas schools, but I see why. I'd be all for it. I'd be all for it. I think it's really interesting concept, versus adding two just like random ass schools. And your prior question is an interesting question. I think what bothers me about realignment is it kind of the breakdown of culture between, long-standing teams that have been together. And, TCU, although I think is a bad addition, kind of bridges that. They're a Texas school. They've already got a pretty bitter rivalry with Baylor. So they kind of plug in a positive manner in that way. But every other, aspect of that addition, I think, is shit. But on the other hand, West Virginia, they don't fit in culture-wise at all. They're far away. I don't ever see their fans. I think it's a weird addition, but in hindsight, from the other perspective, they have turned out to be pretty good in both major sports, and they're consistently good in both major sports. And it's nice to kind of have a team out east to expand that market. So I don't know. It's kind of two interesting additions that I don't think were as bad as I thought they were when originally they happened. Because I was like, fuck both of these schools when they came in. And now I'm like, yeah, they're okay.
Yep. All right, Chef, if you want to answer that one, go ahead. But you've been hyping up your conference realignment hot takes for about 4 days now. So I actually want to give you the floor, and I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I mean, about the two additions with TCU, I wasn't excited about TCU. I was actually really, really excited about West Virginia just from my location standpoint in Ohio. I would say it's probably a sixth of the fans in Ohio are West Virginia fans, which is kind of strange, but they're everywhere. They've got a really, really cool fan base, really devoted. I was kind of hoping that we would go the Cincinnati route just to make like a little train to the east, not keep a Texas school, but when it happened, it happened. So I wasn't upset with TCU just because they had, I think they just came off a Rose Bowl when they joined. I'm not sure, or something like that. I'm not sure, but my little realignment thing kind of goes off the deep end. My first thing would be to drop Oklahoma and Texas. Get rid of those fuckers. Let those fuckers do whatever they want to do there.
Chef, what are you doing?
They're big boys. They want to go out to the SEC. Let them go play out in the SEC, do whatever they want to do.
Oh, no.
And then we add four teams, get it back to 12. We're losing a little bit of cash on the back end, but whatever. You add Cincinnati.
You add Memphis. No. You add Missouri back. And instead of A&M coming back, you bring Kentucky in. Now we're really rolling in it. We're really going into the basketball side of the conference. We're going to be a basketball powerhouse. Why not? Then let's even get crazier. Why don't we do 4 3-team divisions? We have a North, East, Central, and a South. Now we're getting.
No, I regret. I'm gonna have to put you on like a week long suspension. Oh no,
we haven't even got to the eliminating one of our out of conference games and having a 4-team playoff into the conference championship game.
See, okay, well, all right. I actually think that could be fun. Doing some sort of like playoff for the conference championship game. I don't think that will ever happen, but that's a better idea than that shit show of a conference you just threw together.
Why not? I mean, what's wrong with that conference? Numbers.
First off, just saying, okay, screw, like, get rid of Oklahoma. I mean, you're even with those ads, you say lose a little bit of money. You are losing a ton of money. We talked about how much it annoys us. You know, we went around. Texas and Oklahoma fans annoy me when they're like, "Oh, we should leave." But man, I'm still realistic to know that's where the bread gets buttered. So I think you're cooking with some illegal ingredients over there.
Scott, can I say something?
Yes. Anyone can chime in. Just jump in.
Well, you know, it sounds far-fetched, but in a way, what he's talking about is a little grounded in reality or history where, you know, Oklahoma applied to join the Big Six and were denied back when K-State was a member. I don't know what part K-State played in that. They, of course, obviously eventually did join, but, you know, we denied OU once. Why not get rid of them again? I don't think we should, but there's a little bit of basis in history there. And then the Big Eight schools invited the Southwest Conference school, so Texas is here at our invitation. So they're at our house eating our meal, even though, you know, maybe they brought a keg with them. They are eating in our house. So
thank you. See, people are on my side.
Yeah, I don't think they're on your side. We did talk early when it was just Chef and I, the history of like the first quote unquote super conference was that Big 12, you know, when the Big Eight schools threw the life raft to the four Southwest Conference teams. So that is kind of interesting. There's some poetic themes that now the Big 12, at least for a decade, was getting plucked. But I think they're in a good spot. So what I want to do now is I want to, and we can go try to do quick to try to get some of these other themes out there. Here's my question. Out of all the iterations of conferences that K-State has been on, Big 8, the original Big 12, and then now the 10-team Big 12. Well, I guess there were two 10-team Big 12s, wasn't there? The final year Missouri and A&M were around, that was a 10-team Big 12, wasn't it? Because Nebraska and Colorado left first. Then we had Missouri and A&M for a year, and then we brought those two in. So I guess the original 10 and then the current 10. So out of those four iterations, what do you prefer most? If you could wave a magic wand and do it, you don't have to worry about money, just your ideal world. We'll go with Evan first.
I think I'd probably just go back to the original 12.
Yep. All right, Chef. You're a madness agent. Okay.
Chef, take his band seriously.
Sorry.
He's cooking up some meth with that college or that new conference he proposed.
I was trying to think through my head how could I make it better, but I couldn't. So I'm gonna go with what I got, but. I mean, if we go back to bringing Nebraska back, I would bring all those teams back.
So you go with the original 12?
If I had to. If you don't want to bring Kentucky in and stop hating on me.
Okay, I'm going to kick you out of here. Well, I like your sense of history. Which of those four conferences would you have if you could wave a magic wand?
I really enjoy, as a fan, the round robin and the opportunity it gets to travel to games or to have teams constantly visiting. So I would either say probably I like right now where we're at, or the Big Eight.
All right, Cole, where are you at?
Yeah, probably a basic answer, but I would say either the original Big Eight or the original Big 12.
All right, Jordan, where are you?
The original 12, but in a perfect world, I'd have no Colorado at.
Yeah, that Arkansas always kind of is that what if, you know, you make a move a year earlier on the Southwest Conference. Are you bringing in Arkansas instead of Baylor? I think that would have been perfect. But, you know, nothing has ever been perfect for the Big 12. Grant, Big 8, original 12, first 10, or current 10?
Come on, man. Original Big 12, that's our bread and butter. That's our childhood. Give me North versus South all day. And I got to pop out because I got a baby out there. I need some tending to, so I love all you guys. And Scott, we'll talk about baby on the Monday show. And
fun fact, I actually did a spring basketball show with Grant Flanders.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for letting me off the hook.
Yeah, I wanted you to be able to, I wasn't expecting you to come on. I wanted to give you a week off with less responsibilities for the baby. Also, because I'm officiating my cousin's wedding on May 1st, you're going to have to do a show by yourself first show in May. So
okay, little peek behind the scenes for everybody. There, that works, but I love Locker Room. This is great fun.
Locker Room's great. On. We got Brian James is coming up. Yep, there he is. Brian James is up for the first time. Brian, let's just kind of rapid fire through some of these. What team pissed you off the most when they left the Big 12? Who would you bring back if you could bring anyone back? What were your thoughts on TCU and West Virginia joining? And if you could wave a magic wand, what conference would you have K-State playing in? Whether the original Big 8, the original 12, the first 10, or the current 10?
So for me, the team that pissed me off the most would probably be Nebraska. I grew up in Nebraska and was living there at the time when that happened. So that just kind of upset me because, you know, I thought they got out, bounced like right before. I felt like we probably would have handed it to him like a couple years in a row there. And sorry, just like realignment, I kind of missed some of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It would be if you could bring back any of the four teams that left, who would you bring back?
I guess probably Nebraska and Colorado, maybe.
Yep,
I don't really care about Mizzou or A&M.
Yep, and then what were your thoughts when West Virginia and TCU were added?
I think I was like pretty excited. I guess like West Virginia was like both. I guess like both programs were like pretty good. The years before they joined, and I thought, you know, I felt like TCU would be like a good addition just geographically, and West Virginia, although like they're pretty far away, they seem like a decent like culture mix with the Big 12, so I like that aspect of it.
Yep, and then the last one that we were just doing a round table on, if you could wave a magic wand, would you have the original Big 8, the original 12, the first 10, or the current 10?
Probably like the original Big 8, just because I wasn't alive for any of that, and I like the round robin feature, but I think like the history between all those schools just would have been fun to experience.
Yep. No, I think that's where I would land. If you could basically mandate, you know, the eight, you have your seven conference games. And then I guess based on the current TV contract, you would need three Power Five non-con games every single off season, and then two more non-con. That would be fun, and that would give a lot of scheduling flexibility in both football and basketball while keeping round robin. I would like to see a conference try to take on you know, a 8-team conference and see how that looks. It'll never happen, but I think that would be a lot of fun.
Where would we find those Power 5 games in the non-con? You think teams are going to be signing up for non-cupcake games versus K-State or Oklahoma or whatever?
I mean, K-State already right now gets one game a year. So, yes, you would have to add three more to keep that current contract. So that might be tough. And that's a good call, Andre. That is a good point. I think the only way you would ever see any of that is if you did see all the conferences collapse and you saw basically instead of 4 16 team conferences, 8 8 team conferences. So I don't think it's ever going to happen, but you know, that is what it is. Before we do a closing, because we're about 10 minutes out from our stop time, does anyone else have any conference realignment or just conference hot takes that you want to get out there? We'll start with Evan. Haven't talked with Evan. I feel like we skipped over him a couple times. Evan, any hot takes or any conference takes that you want to get out into the ether?
I made a quick little chart, so I'll go through it real quick if that's fine.
I love it. I love this.
All right, so culture or like great ads would be Arkansas and Iowa. I'd be fine kicking out one of Texas Tech, Baylor, or TCU. Fun/doable ads, I think, would be Cincinnati, SMU, or Memphis, generally any AAC school. And then I'd also be fine adding back one of Colorado, Mizzou, or Nebraska.
See, this is what we need from Evan. Evan, that is great. I thank you for bringing the heat. Chef already got his hot takes out there. We are skipping Chef.
North Dakota State.
Oh my God, Chef! I'm gonna suspend you from the live shows. You're just on one today. All right, we'll go to Brian. Any sort of hot takes before we do a final round robin question to end the show?
I think Colorado State would be an interesting ad just because school wise they'd be on par. I know athletically they're not really there, but I think it'd be interesting to see what they could do with like Big 12 money coming in and how they could build their program. And it'd also be a fun road trip.
You know, that's a great point. And I think it's something that some of those schools like Colorado State, definitely SMU, a lot of these schools where they look at Colorado. So Colorado State looks at Colorado. What would have happened if Colorado State would have been the one to get in with the Big 6, Big 7, Big 8 type of schools? I know that there are always those type of conversations of, okay, if they made a different decision back in 1940, how different things would change or how different things could be if they got up there. That's a good call. I like that. I like that. Cole, any sort of conference hot takes before we do the final question to go around the horn?
Yeah, definitely. I would say my hottest conference realignment take is add CU and CSU. Great road trips. I love a good interconference and state rivalry. All right. And then add UNLV and Tulane University. Two great places to visit over a weekend. Go party, have fun, watch a football game, come back home.
I like it. I like where your head's at. Jordan, any sort of hot takes before we get close to ending the show?
Yeah, give me USC and Arizona for the two schools to add. I want to go to SoCal every 2 years.
See, you know what? If it was realistic to destroy the Pac-12, that would be amazing. I would love to. In that situation, I'd be fine going up to 16 and trying to find a way to make 16 work and just destroy the Pac-12. Damn, you know, Washington State and Oregon State forever. I don't think that's realistic. I don't think they're ever going to go anywhere. But Will, any sort of hot takes to end it?
I think this might be a hot take when you read our message boards, but if there is realignment, whether it's just a few teams moving around or a huge major titanic shift, I think K-State will be fine and end up about where they are right now.
Yeah, I've come full circle on that. I tend to agree with you. I think the only way K-State is not included is if I honestly don't see it at this point. I think the only way is if the Big 12 is completely dead, and even then you're going to have some questionable ads from the leftovers of the Big 12, even if it did collapse. So I like where everyone's head's at. I'm going to do two questions on the roundabout. The first one is, would you in the future support a breakaway of college football, which results in basically the end of conferences as we know it, in almost a NFL or soccer style scheduling where everything is much more spread out than it currently is? And then here's the other one. If that were to happen, would you want to create an even hyper, more regionalized basketball conference, more with the Wichita States, Creighton, some of those, you know, AAC, Big East, more local schools, or would you want some semblance of the Big 12 to stick around for that basketball only? So we're going with crazy, just out of this world, almost chef-like stuff for the final question. So we'll start with Evan. What do you think about those hypotheticals? Would you ever support that? What route would you go if that did become the future?
Sorry.
You're good.
Yeah, so the first one is crazy spread out football schedule.
Yeah, it would be a 64-team breakaway. Which would result in decentralized scheduling. So there would be a new governing body, and you might have four rivalry games that are protected every year, but then your other eight would be spread across for a competitive balance across the other 64 power football teams.
I think I'd be down for that. Are we getting like a FCS-style playoff?
And that hypothetical, yeah, I think you would see a 16-team playoff in that hypothetical.
Yeah, I think that'd be interesting for sure. I think it could work. Definitely give a lot more parity, maybe.
And then if that happened, would you want to see a similar to our current Big 12 conference for basketball, and then even some of the other sports, let's say all non-football, would you want to see the Big 12 sticker together for everything except for football, or would you like to see a move to try to create a more hyper regionalized conference for all non-football teams?
I think for all non-football and basketball teams. I think basketball kind of leave it how it is, more or less, with high-level teams. But yeah, regional for the lower income sports would be a good idea, I think.
All right, Chef, my scenario is kind of crazy. I still think it's more realistic than yours. Where would you land on these scenarios?
I mean, I kind of like the soccer style. I mean, why not? Let's do a relegation kind of thing. Let's get people relegated down to lower tiers. Why not? Just like soccer. That would be kind of crazy.
Yeah, I honestly think you could make it work with two 32-team divisions, all inside power football. I don't think it ever will happen that way. I think there's a chance there could be a breakaway 64-team, but I don't think Pro Rel would ever be there, but I think it could. Brian, where are you landing in some of these hypothetical end-of-the-world college football and basketball situations?
I don't think I'd be as much of a fan. I like the system right now, if I'm being honest. I know it's not perfect, but I think I like just playing like some of the smaller schools and like the upsets. I feel like if you went to these new systems, you'd lose that a little bit.
Honestly, I agree with you. But I think that's the 64 one is one of those scenarios where a lot of college folks talk about that we hadn't touched on. Cole, where do you stand on any of this? Are you up for the 64? Do you want to stay conference? Where are you landing on some of these, Armageddon type situations?
Yeah, I kind of love it for the 64. You know, just keep around four or five games you play every year, no matter what, and then the rest can just be I don't know, a lottery pick or whatever you, however they want to figure out the scheduling. I think it would just be a great way to actually measure teams compared to the type of conference incest we see nowadays, for lack of a better word. So I think it'd just be a better product.
All right, and then we're going to land with Will.
Well, first off, I'll support K-State, whatever kind of conference setup we're in. So that's a little bit secondary in a way. You know, I'll watch them however they're playing. But I'm not really in support of reducing the number of teams. If I want to watch the NFL, I can watch the NFL. And I think we already have, to an extent, what you're talking about, where P5s are required to schedule P5s, and they're granted autonomy from the NCAA. So this is kind of more of a hyperfication of what we already have and some of the ways I think are worse for the sport and potentially K-State. So, I mean, I'd still be excited if K-State's in the final 64, and it'd probably give us a better shot in some ways, but overall, not in favor. But on the second, as far as like a localized basketball conference, I like the idea. I think it would give more opportunities to go to the games. And I think as a local fan that would get to drive to more of the games like Wichita, I think you'd benefit in that way. And it'd spring up some fun rivalries where people actually overlap where they live and work and go to the bar.
Definitely. And I'll say this, and if we wanted, if everyone wants to give a thumbs up, thumbs down, they can. I think that for every single sport except for football and even men's basketball, so sorry to baseball, sorry to women's basketball. I know some places those are much more highly thought of. I think it's insane that it isn't a hyper-regionalized setup. I think if you look at volleyball, even having to go play Texas Tech, when, you know, if you look at volleyball schools, Wichita State, Nebraska, Creighton, Drake, all these places that are closer, I think that you should I think we will see a point where there is a difference in your football and men's basketball conference versus all your other sports. I think that day will come. We'll just go around the horn. Evan, if football and basketball stayed the same, would you support doing hyper-regionalized on just those, you know, non-revenue sports? Or do you think that that is something that is stupid for me to think about and that you want to see the Big 12 across all sports if teams are carrying the games?
I think that's probably definitely a good financial decision. I think as long as you don't give up too much of a competitive impact for it, then I'm all down for it.
I'll just say this. Our women's soccer team loses to the likes of UMKC, and especially in some of those non-Power 5 sports, you see some of these smaller schools really have a stranglehold on it. Chef, what do you think? Do you want Big 12 everything, or do you want to see a move to more regionalized, hyper-regionalized than non-revenue sports?
I'm all for the Big 12 kind of just staying together for everything, kind of, especially for women's soccer. I mean, we're kind of new at it, so, I mean, I could see why UMKC is kind of kicking our asses in it, but I think if we stay in the Big 12 and get that pedigree and for non-financial sports, I think they'll increase talent-wise and be all right, but I'm for staying with the Big 12.
Yep. Brian, hyper-regionalized non-revenue or stay Big 12 everything? And also, let me say this. I'm not saying K-State leave by themselves and play all the Missouri State and everything. In this hypothetical, you would have KU, you would have Iowa State, you would have Nebraska. Like, I'm not saying completely go down a level, but it's more of create a new hyper-regionalized conference for non-revenue.
Yeah, I think it'd make a lot of sense financially if just all the schools just agreed to have, like, regional conferences. But, like, as a fan-watching perspective, I'd rather just stay, like, with the current setup.
Yep. Cole, where's your stance?
You know, I wouldn't mind seeing kind of, like, a mix of it. Keep the Big 12 around, but maybe add some of those regional teams for baseball or women's soccer or whatever it may be. So kind of a little bit.
All right, and then Will, final word. Do you like my hyper-regionalized idea for non-revenue sports?
Yeah, and I think it makes sense, especially for non-revenue. That's basically how conferences sprung up originally, and that's how they built their brand over 100 years, was history and tradition of local people being able to go to away games and the interaction between fans. That's what made the brands of the current conferences so strong. So I'd kind of see it as getting back to the roots of what made college sports, rather than a NFL team covering four states. So I think that'd be a good idea for especially non-revenue.
Awesome. Well, that's going to wrap us up. Bosco's Boys Live Show, Big 12 Realignment, Past, Future, and Chef's Crazy Hour. Thank you to everyone who joined. We had quite a few people who were just listening in. Remember, if you're listening to this on the podcast, the link to Locker Room app is in the description of the show. Next week, we're going to just have fun talking about our favorite K-State players, any sport, any era. We're going to have some fun questions around that. We're going to be asking, hey, what's your favorite player? But what's a guy that you like that doesn't get enough respect from the rest of the fan base? I think that is going to be a fun one. We're going live every Thursday at 7 o'clock for the entire year, except for Thanksgiving. I don't know what we're going to do then, but we'll worry about that in November. I want to thank everyone who came on. I love all you guys. I'm not giving Chef the final word. I'm going to give final word to, we're going to give it to Evan. Evan, say anything you want and then use Grant's tagline to end the show.
All right. Yeah, just go Cats. Great show, Tater Scott. And meet Grant at the.
Perfect. We'll see everyone next Thursday.
Sports Social Podcast Network.